K-A-Y-T. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
Jesus.
Jesus.
When I think of his goodness and all he's done for me.
Jesus.
I can't help but give him glory.
Jesus.
He is God all by himself.
Jesus.
Come on, give him glory.
Jesus.
At the name of Jesus, demon must flee.
bless the Lord. Come on, give him glory. Hallelujah. Come on, give him glory.
I'm gonna have to preach on this song. Here we go. Listen, I once was lost in sin. Jesus took me in. I built a life from heaven, filled my soul. He filled my heart with love. Wrote my name above. Just to talk with Jesus makes it. Say it again now, once we're lost in sin, Jesus took me in. I built a life from heaven, filled my soul. Oh, he filled my heart with love, wrote my name above. Just to talk with Jesus makes it.
All right.
Come, 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 let us have a little talk.
Jesus.
Tell God about your
trouble.
He'll hear the faint cry.
Fire.
Know that the fire.
Fire.
Sing fire.
Letting go.
The stuff they put on didn't get it right the first time.
I forgive me.
But God has already forgiven you.
I forgive me.
Now it's time for you to forgive yourself.
I forgive me.
Don't let who you were interfere with who God's allowing you to become.
This kind of madness won't let me sleep. It's got me up flipping the channels on my TV. This kind of sadness won't let me cry. It's got me up fixing the holes each and every night. Every time that I was frail as a loneliness seemed impossible. Yeah, just when I tell myself, keep putting
we're now tuned in to the media ministry of the Mount Olive Baptist Church of Leesville, Louisiana, with Dr. Carl Armstead. Mount Olive Baptist Church is located 808 Anacoco Street in Leesville, Louisiana. We are a church and congregation that honors God, the Holy Spirit, and Jesus Christ. We celebrate His death, resurrection, by which all men are saved. Listen now to our man of God and shepherd, Dr. Carl Armstead, as he preaches and teaches the Word of God in a service already in progress.
Amen. He is real. Amen. I hope he's real to you. Amen. Let me say I thank God for another day and thank God for being back.
Amen.
Thank God for your prayers. Amen. That was just the first little stop because that was a temporary one to see what it worked. On March the 10th, I get the permanent one. But for 5 days, it felt pretty good to not have any pain. Amen. But we're back at the old saddle again, but God is good. And his mercy is everlasting. We want to pray for Sister Dunlap, the sister that we've been praying for. She passed on. Amen. And we want to pray for Sister Dunlap and her family. I say to all of us that we all have a time that we're going to depart. And no matter how much we pray, when our time comes, there's nothing we can do about it. But we can pray for those who are still alive for their strength and accepting, amen, what the Lord has allowed. And thank God for the life that they've lived. Amen. Let's continue to pray for our sister Greenwood and her family. We miss seeing Sister Givens come in there smiling. And they dressing alike and so forth. Yet God is good. And his mercy is everlasting. Now I would that you turn with me to 2 Chronicles, chapter number 7. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come now thanking you for your mercy and for your grace. As we come, Heavenly Father, we come asking that you just allow your Holy Spirit to move freely in our midst. And then grant us a fresh anointing of your Spirit, and in that anointing grant us preaching power, that your word may go forth, wrapped in the Holy Spirit, lifted up a bound down head, mending a broken heart, saving a lost soul, reclaiming a backslider. It is in Jesus' name we pray and we thank you. Amen. 2 Chronicles, chapter number 7, beginning at verse number 12. Everybody got to say amen.
Amen.
Anybody still looking, say hold on. I heard somebody say hold on. Amen. You missed Sunday school and Bible study. Everybody ready? All right. That's all right. We gonna sometime we that's in the Old Testament. Back in the Old Testament. Amen. And when you saw the new in your Bible, all you gotta do is look in the table of content and they'll tell you what page it's on. Amen. All right. And it reads, then the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said to him, I have heard your prayer and have chosen this place for myself